another episode of Nerdy News. This is
Melissa.
I'm Nishma.
David.
David, yay, David's back.
Yeah.
Emmett is not here for a month, so no one ask.
We got crypto.
But we got crypto do dog. Crypto do dog. Crypto's out. I don't care. Okay. All right, so big spoilers. Big spoilers. Big spoilers.
Like super spoilers.
If you don't want spoilers, don't listen to me, because there's a big spoilers. These are a lot. So we're going to talk about, obviously, Avengers, because I've been excited to watch this movie.
We've been excited forever.
It was so good, and I want to watch it again. That's how much I love it. That's how much I love it. What did you think of the movie?
It was great.
It was crazy. He was hitting me the entire time.
He was
like, oh my god, what is this? Oh my god! So, what was your favorite part of Avengers?
Thor.
Yeah.
Thor was the movie. Okay?
Thor made the movie.
Thor made the movie.
Thor was the only reason
Thor,
that Avengers
Thor
were
saw
alive.
Winter,
I was so, so excited.
Thor saw. He watched Winter Soldier. And he saw Captain America pulling the helicopter and was like, I can do it better.
Yeah.
How?
I was like,
he
Captain
went,
America, who?
He saw the helicopter, right?
With those
and then
muscles.
He was like, I can do it better. And then he went into the sun, like,
oh,
the planet,
yeah.
And he was like,
the
I
planet,
can do better.
And he was like, there was just like, zoom in on those muscles right there, yeah.
Captain
there
America,
go.
I just
Captain,
did it better.
Captain
mm-hmm.
America did what now? I was very disappointed that they killed Loki in the first 5 minutes of the movie, though. I legit thought he was going to be like a bigger part of Avengers for some reason.
I was like, okay.
It was just like,
he died.
He's dead. That's it. He's gone.
Oh, I thought it was like, that was fast.
I didn't like that they killed Idris Elba first 5 minutes, 5 seconds. The first scene.
Oh, that was.
The first scene you see is him dead.
He wasn't dead.
Well,
dead.
He was
it
almost
was,
dead.
It was effed up.
And then he was like, we have a Hulk.
And the Hulk got his butt kicked.
And then he cried.
That was hilarious.
The Hulk did not want to come out.
Hulk.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hulk was scared.
Everyone's trying to make it this big thing, like, oh, Hulk didn't come out, and let me explain to you why he didn't come out. It's not that serious, guys. He didn't come out because he got his ass kicked by Thanos.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and nobody kicked
no,
his ass.
Like, point blank.
No, you're missing the point.
What's the point?
He's not coming out. Yes, Thanos beat him, but he doesn't want to be a tool to the Avengers anymore. That's why he didn't come out.
Because
he was
well,
perfectly, because he was perfectly fine in whatever planet he was in Thor Ragnarok. He didn't want to be another tool like they always do in Avengers. That's why he wasn't helping.
But he was scared because Thanos.
He was mad. In Wakanda, he was mad. It's like, hell, it's like, no, because he doesn't want that. He wants to be part of the team, not just a tool for the team.
Isn't he part of the team, though?
No. Well, he thinks because he was cast out and everyone thought he was like the villain.
Uh-huh. Like at the beginning of the movie, like Iron Man's like, hey, can you?
No, because remember, in the Thor movie, everybody loved Hulk. Like, the crowd was, like, all excited every single time that he was fighting. And they treat him as a good thing, you know. Hulk was, like, hippie Hulk.
Hippie Hulk.
Happy
absolutely.
And everything.
He even talked. He even said a few words.
Exactly. And all calm, you know. So that's why I think that
Hulk
makes
like
sense.
And Thor was like, no. Thor liked fire. That's not how it is. Crypto, what are you doing?
Just wanted to be part of the fun. Crypto, what's your opinion on Marvel's Avengers Infinity War?
I'm smelling your notes. okay. What do you think about Spider-Man?
So sad. I almost cry. I'm like, why?
Spider-Man, how? I didn't tell you never. Oh my god, he scratched me. I'm gonna die.
It was sad. I was like, what?
But did you like him before that? Like, throughout the movie? Like, before he died? Or
yeah,
before he disappeared?
I liked him a lot. He just died.
He's actually a bigger part of the movie than I thought he was going to be.
Yeah.
And the suit.
The suit was legit.
I liked him. He's like, Mr. Stark, I'm not feeling so good. And you're just like,
oh, I'm sorry.
He's like, I don't
want to
die.
And he immediately went like, oh my god.
But the most heartbroken was Gamora.
Gamora didn't even, I was heartbroken because she didn't even fight. She fought for 5 seconds.
She sacrificed herself.
She didn't know she was sacrificing herself. That's the problem.
She was expecting to die from the beginning because
she wanted to die because she didn't want him to get the information that she had for him.
Yeah, but
she still died.
Jesus Christ! Was like no.
She gave him the stone.
Yeah, exactly, and he still killed her.
There was so much stupid stuff in the movie about stones, especially
Vision.
I love Star Lord with all my heart, but that was stupid.
When he punched him?
Yeah, it's like,
yeah, that was stupid. I was like, don't do it.
Don't
do it. I was like, he's gonna do it. He did it.
Do you want to? You can punch him after you take the fucking glove off.
You know what would have been easy? It would have been easy if Doctor Strange would have cut his hand off.
Yeah.
With the damn thing. Why didn't he do that?
I don't know. I know, Crypto. I know.
And then, Iron Man almost died. I can't believe he didn't die.
I kind of slide.
Can't believe he didn't die. I thought he was.
We were expecting that everybody died in this movie, and
only a few people died, and they weren't even key characters.
And the writer knew that.
Yeah.
Because every single time in the movie, we're like, "Oh my God, he's about to die! He's about to die! Okay, he didn't die! Oh my God!" Thank you.
It's just they're playing on our emotions because there's just so many people are going to die. And then every time you're watching the movie, you're like, who's going to die? Who's going to die? And no one was dying. No one except Gamora and Loki and what's-his-face. And then you got people freaking out because they're like, oh, didn't Star-Lord die or whatever? And then Chris Pratt posted on his Instagram, he said happy birthday to the girl that plays Mantis. And he was like, I can't wait to start filming Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 with you. And everybody in the comments was like, didn't you die? Didn't she die? So you guys come back? What's happening? And you're just like, are you stupid? Of course they come back. You know?
Yeah.
Like, of course they come back. Keep us doing some stuff. But anyways, I was like, seriously, of course they come back. Why wouldn't they come back?
Who? Oh, the Guardians? I'm all right.
Yeah.
They're gonna come back.
Right, exactly. Everybody that disappeared. It's just no one noticed.
They have the time stone.
It's not just that, but no one noticed. No one noticed that, all the ones that died are the ones that, I mean, come on. That are
the only
come back.
One left are the original Avengers from the MCU.
And that's probably because they're gonna switch it up. They're gonna go fight and they're gonna die.
Tony Stark definitely is gonna die.
Yeah, he's gonna die. And that's heartbroken because he's finally engaged to Pepper Potts.
Exactly.
He's engaged. I actually don't want him to die.
He's gonna die.
I think he's gonna retire.
I want him to retire.
I think he's gonna finally retire.
I want him to retire because he needs to marry Pepper and leave life alone.
Because he finally he have everything that he needs to continue his life. You know, he's
everything
healthy
he's
now.
Ever wanted.
Exactly. So
did Pepper Potts disappear? I think she disappeared.
What do you mean?
No, she didn't disappear.
No, she tried calling him.
No, like after after Thanos wiped out half
the
universe.
We don't know who else
disappeared.
No one even knows if Aunt May disappeared. What's Aunt May doing? Freaking out about Spider-Man? Poor boy disappeared.
That was so sad.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But
the best part of Avengers was when Spider-Man was knighted and I threw popcorn.
Yeah,
that was
popcorn. At you're like, oh, you're an Avenger. That wasn't even real. That wasn't even real knighting, and you still threw popcorn at me. You were just like, yeah, he's knighted. No. I love it.
The best part of Avengers was when Thor got his hammer again.
Oh no! When he came, no. The best part.
No.
When he came down with Rocket and Groot, and he's just like.
Bam.
And then he went up in the air, the lightning, everything got. got dark and then he just dropped and just like everyone was like electrocution. That was the best part. And then you see whenever he came down, you saw was it Banner? He was like, "Oh, y'all are all dead now." He's like, "Y'all are screwed."
Yeah, I love Thor.
That was the best part.
Thor was the best part. Best character.
Oh man.
In Avengers for me.
Yeah.
For me too. I really like the Peter. Is his name? From Game of Thrones. I liked how he was like a little giant in the movie.
It was a dwarf.
He was like a dwarf giant.
It was
cool.
Hilarious. Yes.
I like that. I was like, I like the dwarf giant. I wonder if he thinks that's rude. For people to keep casting him as a dwarf in everything he ever does.
He wouldn't have done it if he was...
He's like, I hate my job, but I love it. Doctor Strange, everyone's saying that, you know, Doctor Strange knows, he's seen the outcome of Infinity War.
He saw the outcome, like, he did it because that's the one in a million chance that they had to.
Yeah, he says...
I think he saw that the gauntlet was gonna malfunction.
I think he saw all of the outcomes, and he saw this one was the only one that he was gonna go through with it.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the one that's gonna save everyone and stuff like that. But he also knows who's gonna die, probably.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, he gave him the Infinity War. He knows what he's doing. And
yeah.
He did tell Tony, he was like, this is the only way.
Yeah.
This is the one way that I told you were going to win.
Mm-hmm.
But then in that case, he saw them fail to get his hand. So why didn't he like try to stop fucking Chris Pratt from hitting his face?
I don't know.
And then Squidward was supposed to be like the most villainous villain. He was, and he like died immediately. Like I was like, oh, wait,
he barely lasted
20 minutes. He barely lasted.
He was scarier than Thanos at some point in the movie.
Just at the beginning.
It was like, oh shit.
At the beginning, and then
they got on his plane
and he died.
They would have done a whole movie with Maul, and I would have been happy. He was that good.
He's pretty good, Squidward. Squidward.
AKA Maul.
I liked how they made Scarlet Witch like really badass in this one. You don't like Scarlet Witch?
No,
I love her.
I don't know.
I liked her in the movie.
I love everything about her. I love how she does her hand movements.
That's
I love how
cool,
she like.
I don't like her attitude. That is my.
She has that
is
that.
My
what
problem.
Are you talking about? She ain't got no attitude. She's just in love with an alien thing, with a robot,
with Jarvis.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. How do they do stuff? Like, how does that work? I don't understand that. He just like, he changes his skin color to human. And then he grows a thing all of a sudden. Like, how does that work?
You know what? I don't know if you guys noticed.
He grows balls.
But what's her name, Suri?
Shuri?
Yeah, she finished something before they... The...
Yeah, because she was like...
Yeah, she finished something. So
I'm thinking she
uploaded Vision...
Somewhere else. But I don't think he's dead. I think he's dead. Like, his body
himself... I think he's going to become Jarvis again.
Like,
a Jarvis. And then he's going to upload himself into a new...
But at that point, it's not going to matter because Scarlet Witch is going to die.
But that, I don't know. We'll see. But I think she did something before he went out.
I really hope Scarlet Witch does not die. But people
are
saying...
I don't think she's going to die because she's part of the new generation, right?
No, is she? We don't
Scarlet
know that.
Witch?
We don't know that.
She's not part of the regional.
We don't know if she's part of the new generation.
No, she's not going to die.
I don't want her to die because I love her.
I bet the new Avengers is going to be Spider-Man, the X-Men.
Guardians. Some of the Guardians. Without Gamora.
And the
no!
Gamora was the best part of Guardians.
I know.
I love her attitude, man.
They need to bring her back.
Oh no! And then in this movie, she tells him that she loves him, and then she dies. What the fuck?
Jesus Christ!
I was like,
yeah.
You didn't even give me 5 minutes.
We were waiting for this.
Yeah, you didn't even. It was like it was so fast. The I love you.
Yeah.
I was like, when did this happen? When did
I
you
love
guys?
You.
Yeah.
Goodbye,
when was there a love thing going on here? Like.
I'm gonna kiss you because I'm gonna.
I'm gonna see you never.
Since I know. Well, yeah, but she was always like against it. She was always against it. So what made her be for it this time? Because in the last movie, they weren't even in a relationship either. He was just like, it's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna happen. And now it happened, but we don't know how. What the fuck? I just feel
heartbroken.
I know, right? And Groot was pissing me off. Groot wasn't doing shit. I was like, listen here.
He did the most important thing in the movie.
I wanted him to
he
be a
gave,
baby.
He gave Thor's hammer.
He should have been a baby again. Because like at least he was fighting when he was a baby.
But that's a normal teenage thing, no?
Mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah.
Rocket was kind of annoying.
Rocket? No one.
He was a little annoying. He's just like running away from Thanos because he's scared. He don't want to die. Peter tells him that too. He's like, you ready?
Did he disappear, Rocket?
Rocket? No.
Remember.
No.
He didn't disappear.
Groot
right?
disappeared. Gotcha. Rocket did not. Rocket was like, Groot! And, oh. I am Groot. that's how that worked. And then.
I am Groot.
Captain, I wonder how they're gonna get everyone back. I wonder how they're gonna like figure it out. You know what? You know who's gonna figure it out? Suri.
Of course.
Suri's gonna figure it out. Everyone's gonna be like, "What's going on?" I don't know. But did she even? No one even knows if she disappeared though.
No, I don't think she did.
What's her face?
Because the shell is.
Yeah, and then his guard was crying when he disappeared. Ooh. I was like, "Listen, he'll be back. It's fine. Calm down." I was like, hey girl, look, you're badass. You don't need to cry.
she was crying because she thinks that, she's disappointed at her.
She's like,
because she's supposed to protect
everybody. She's like his mother.
She's the best.
Mm-hmm.
I love her.
Me too.
I like that when she was like, when Scarlett Johansson was about to fucking die, just get murdered by that thing. And Scarlet Witch stops it. And then she's like, why has she been up there this entire time? What the hell? Why you been saving this bitch? She got powers. I'm just fighting with my fists. What's happening?
That's why I don't like her.
I love her.
Oh, that's why.
And Scarlett Johansson.
She's stupid.
Didn't get enough time on screen. I love her.
Now you love her?
Don't
I
you hate
her? Did you hate her?
You're so bipolar.
You said
what are you talking about?
You said you hated Black Widow.
No, I don't hate Black Widow.
Yes,
I've never hated Black Widow.
No,
you said that was pointless.
No, I was trying to make a point about Hawkeye, because you were all like, Hawkeye's pointless, and I was like, well, in that case, Black Widow's pointless too, but everyone loves her.
She's not pointless.
Well, how is she less pointless than Hawkeye? She's been fighting with some swords. What the hell?
Yeah. And she stopped Maw with Captain America and Falcon.
Well, yeah.
Well,
three against two, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And there is no Hawkeye.
Okay, yeah. Seriously, what did it do with Hawkeye? They were just
with his family.
I think Hawkeye is going to come back because his family
disappeared.
And he's
going to die.
Because his family disappeared.
Makes sense.
And he's going to die.
Yeah.
Let me
pick. Now, my question is,
no,
where the hell
that.
Were the Defenders in New York when all that shit happened?
The Defenders.
Daredevil, Luke Cage.
Oh, whatever.
Jessica Jones.
They're not in this movie, okay? Probably
they're in the same universe.
they're gonna make an excuse that they all disappear. Fuck them. And then,
Daredevil.
What was it? Oh, Ant-Man. Ant-Man also, what the heck? They just like left him out of the entire damn
movie. My theory is
they're just like,
that
oh,
they
he's
go, they
his
go,
family. Why?
They go subatomic, and that way the stones don't have an effect on them because they're so little.
You can't go subatomic for too long.
I know, but by the time he wiped out half of the universe, they were subatomic. So maybe when they come back to normal size, Hank Pym is not there because he was gone because of Thanos. Think about it. Not too much about me.
So what's happening over here? Okay. They're saying that the Valkyrie that she helped escape. She helped some of them escape.
Yeah.
Some of the Asgardians. That's what at least he said to like a group of college students because he went to his college and talked. And he said that the Valkyrie is alive. And that she might have helped Thor's people escape. You don't know. You don't know, but he's saying he might. I don't know.
That would be nice.
You know what I'm saying?
Because that was heartbroken too.
Yeah, because I was like, man, they're all extinct now.
Yeah,
everyone's extinct.
They don't have mine, they don't have Asgard, they don't have anything.
Yeah,
and now them die.
They die.
Jesus.
Everybody dies. Everybody in that family dies. I mean,
no!
Thor was pissed.
Yeah, Thor was pissed. He was
he
like, I'm gonna kick some ass, guys.
That was so good. I was so happy.
They should have gone for the head.
Jesus.
Yeah. They should've, he should have gone for the head immediately.
Not the head. I don't care about
no,
the
but even he said it. He was like, you should have gone for the head. And
I said for
like,
the hand.
Or the hand. I thought he
said
the
no,
head.
He said the hand, but I would have gone for the head. It's like, you can't do anything, motherfucker.
You should have gone for the head. And he was like, what did you do? What did you do? And then he fade away.
But he was like, you know, we saw the... Oh my God.
The Infinity Stone? The gauntlet?
No. That he was like, that was his weakness. When he did this, all the hand was like damage.
It exploded and like the gauntlet couldn't handle the power of the
exactly.
Stones.
Oh, is that what happened?
And we saw the
damage. I was like,
of
what
that.
Happened to all of those?
No, because it went like this, because he, throughout the movie, he was using like one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
When he did that, he was using all of them.
All of them.
So the gauntlet overpowered and it was fucked up.
What was he trying to do? Was he trying to make everyone disappear? That's what we don't know.
Who, Thanos? He mentioned it in the movie. He just wanted peace in the galaxy.
Well, yeah. Which really...
He just wanted...
Okay, but it's
he
like,
just
I want peace in the galaxy with nobody in there.
Honestly,
that's why he's the villain.
Yeah, honestly, I think Thanos is very relatable. Because it's kind of the same thing with the villain from Black Panther, if you think about it. He wanted people to have the technology, but what did he do? He did it in the wrong way. And Thanos wants people to have peace in the galaxy, and he wants to be able to feed them. But he's doing them in the wrong way.
I don't know.
One of my favorite parts from Thanos, apart from he throwing the moon on Tony Stark and Doctor Strange, that was awesome.
That was like so sad. He's like, throw another moon at me and see what happens.
Shit. But apart after that one, when he was speaking to Gamora when she was a little kid, and he gave him the knife, and then she wants to look back, and he was like, nope. And they were shooting at all of our people. That was cool.
Yeah.
I mean, not the shooting.
How they present his story was cool.
He's an emotional villain.
Mm-hmm.
A very emotional villain.
Yeah, why did it end with him just looking out into the sunset?
That's what he wanted. He finally felt that he finally did what he proposed himself to do in the galaxy. Bring peace.
To himself?
I'm doing the finger thing.
Feeling that Thanos was like, oh my God. He didn't know the amount of power, you know, like the...
He did the Trump thing. He did it and then he was like, oh shit.
Exactly. He was like, oh my God. I didn't know that this was so powerful.
Yeah.
I thought that was very powerful, but not that powerful, you know. Because his face was like, he was like shocked.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, I finally... have everything that I was planning to have, but now I'm like, damn, you know, like,
yeah.
Whoa.
And then he killed his favorite daughter for it.
I think I thought you were gonna say he killed Goku. I'm like, what?
Rosé. I took Goku's body. Rosé. I hope that he gets upset. He's like, why did I kill Gamora? And then...
He didn't like it at all.
I don't give a fuck what he liked. He was mean. And what was up with Red Skull? Why was he there?
Oh, my God.
Why was he there?
Let's go back 10 years ago.
Why was he even talking? Why was he even there, though?
Do you remember Avengers? I mean, Captain America, the first Avenger?
Uh-huh.
You remember that movie completely? You remember he had a Tesseract, right? He was all about the Tesseract.
I remember a lot of it. Maybe not.
You remember like he disappeared, like he was absorbed by the Tesseract? He was actually transported to the same planet that we saw him in Avengers Infinity War.
Why didn't he die?
Again, he was transported to that planet. And then he went cuckoo. They should just name the last movie, the last Avengers movie, that. Avengers Assemble. That's it.
I don't know. It was a good movie, though.
Yeah.
It was a good movie. You know, we wait 10 years for this. Oh, we got it.
And now.
And we passed three Spider-Man.
Multiple, three different man spiders.
Yeah. But I like this Spider-Man a lot.
He's a good Spider-Man. He's definitely like a teenager.
I just have to get used to his voice because I got so used to Andrew Garfield.
I loved Andrew Garfield's voice.
Me too.
He was the best.
And people keep complaining about, oh wow, he needs to be a little kid. I'm like, dude, he grows up. There are comic books that he has a daughter. By that time, he's like 30 something.
Yeah.
He's a freaking adult. He can still be Spider-Man.
And he looks
because
like
his name is Spider-Man, not Spider-Boy.
Oh, he's little.
Yeah, but he becomes a man. Even in the new game, he's like in his mid-20s or late-20s.
Mm-hmm. But did you see the new Ant-Man and the Wasp trailer?
I thought you said Ant-Man and the Wasp. Oh, what? You did a movie?
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah, I saw it, but
it doesn't look that good. I don't know why. They're like, then again, the first movie didn't look that good either, and it was good.
No.
I thought the first movie was going to be stupid. I was like, why are they doing a movie about an Ant-Man? What the fuck is this? And then I went and watched it because everybody was like, it's good. You should go watch it. And then it was actually pretty good.
Emma was good, but this one, we'll have to wait.
I want to see her.
Yeah.
The Wasp?
The suit.
The one,
yeah. He's like, you gave her blasters?
And wings?
He's like, yep. So you didn't have that technology for me? No, I did. Just, you know, I don't care about you. Ooh, Venom!
Yes.
Let's talk about the Venom.
I love Venom. I saw his face, like, transform bad. Like, what the fuck?
Do you think that is that
fuck?
This is gonna be another
spin-off?
No. Like another situation as Deadpool
and the X-Men? I think so. But
Marvel is gonna be better.
Sony and Marvel did say at one time that Spider-Man was gonna be in the movie. Not too much. Maybe a cameo, maybe.
Oh.
But they did say he's gonna what's his name?
You know, honestly,
Tom
the best
Holland
thing.
No,
be
but I wanna. What I meant is, the same situation as Ryan Reynolds with DC and Marvel. That if what do you think about it? Because now we're gonna see Tom Hardy in Marvel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I don't hear Bane's voice, which I already did.
Yeah.
No,
I was scared about that because.
No, I'm Venom.
He was a good villain, but
he was a good Bane.
He was a good Bane.
Bane was the shit, okay.
But the best villain they had was
Joker. He almost destroyed Gotham.
That was the best movie.
And he fucked up Batman hard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, that's why I'm like.
And I love
oh
his
God.
Voice. I don't care. Okay.
No. But, and Tom Hardy is so good, you know, that he prepared his body and everything, even though he screwed his body doing that, you know, like, he's going to be a good...
Yeah. I like that they brought the original Venom, not the whatever version they had in Spider-Man 3, which I like. And the way he talks, oh my God.
And then the way his, like, thing came up, and, like, his head,
yeah.
And he was just like, who are we? Are Venom. It's like, damn.
Another popcorn time.
Wee! Throw popcorn everywhere! Wee! I think Sony finally got like they did good by pretty much just agreeing with Disney.
Yeah.
Disney, help me, my movies suck. Now help me with Fantastic Four, please.
The only thing I'm worried about Venom is, even though they say Tom Holland's gonna be in there, Spider-Man is not in it. And Spider-Man is a really important part of Venom development.
Why?
Because the symbiote goes to
Spider-Man first. Yeah.
And since Spider-Man was okay at first, then he realizes it was bad for him, and then he rejected the symbiote, then the symbiote created like a fuck you Spider-Man thing and went to Brock, which he also hated Spider-Man, I don't remember why. And that's how Venom came to be. and that's how they become like arch enemies.
Whoa. But they're like the same person. Except in
and that's why Venom, like the symbiote, took like the spider symbol because it was in Spider-Man first.
Except in that, like, instead of that.
I know there's gonna be people saying, like, oh, they just drew it like that. No, but they took the symbol out of Spider-Man because he went to Spider-Man first.
Spider-Man leaves Mary Jane. Oh, you know, we know the story.
What?
You're so nerd.
Nerdy news!
I had a lot of time in college.
Wow, that must be a lot of time. A lot of time.
Come on, you see that faster.
Before you see, like, render, comment. Render's still not done. Okay, we're still going.
Okay. So Deadpool with Celine Dion, huh?
That was weird.
That was weird. Very weird.
The song is awesome. It's so weird.
I didn't think I liked it.
It's
what?
So weird.
I don't know. I don't really like Celine Dion. She makes me mad.
No, I love Celine Dion.
She got a face.
It's just she remembered you something else.
What do you mean?
And by the time that you don't wanna hear Celine Dion, and your dad would put in the songs
that's
all over again.
Because he always played them all over again. I was like,
exactly.
Stop.
Oh my god, we listen to this.
It was her and Mariah Carey.
We don't wanna hear this anymore.
And Mark Anthony.
It was like her, Mariah Carey, and Mark Anthony. It's just over and over again. It's so annoying.
Well, at first, I didn't hear that was, you know, I heard the song, but I didn't know that was in the Deadpool movie. So I heard the song, I was like, oh my God, Celine, you're so beautiful, oh my God. She's talking about her personal life experience or something.
And then I realized that,
and I was like, oh, Celine Dion and Deadpool? Oh my God.
He's like, this is Titanic. He's like, we're gonna have to do it all over again.
And then I saw
you're at
an 11,
you have to go to a 5. This thing only goes up to a 5, to an 11. He's like,
Spider-Man.
Yeah. Oh, I should have called NSYNC.
But that's cool. That's so cool.
It was interesting.
I like it.
That was it. Just interesting. All right, well, that's all we got today. So we're gonna leave off with
Melissa,
the awesome David,
Nishma, and Nerdy News.
We need a song. That's what we need.
Don't forget, Stranger Things season 3 has started filming. Yay!
Yay!
Okay, bye.
Boy.